Hey guys, we are about to listen to an episode titled Some Days Are Just Really Friggin' Hard and We All Need a Reset. Three components of reset must have to be effective and meaningful for everyone. I know that is a mouthful, but it was all necessary to be in there. This was not actually the episode I had planned for today, but then I had a couple really friggin' hard days. Well, parts of our days, I should say. Where I really had to dig deep and coach myself through finding and hitting that reset button. And even though those moments were really challenging and I did not handle them perfectly, no, because I am human, right? We all are. They actually make me so thankful. I'm so thankful for the tools I have now, the capacity, the growth, and I'm so thankful that they are just parts of our days. Moments and not every day, because there was a time not that long ago that almost every day, all day, felt really hard, and it was a really, really tough season, you guys. Okay, so I know what it's like to be solo parenting a lot of the time, managing all the things, feeling totally tapped out and overstimulated, and knowing that there is no one coming to back me up, take in, relieve me, right? I get it. So you guys, I want to give you more tools for your toolbox to grow your capacity to move through these moments quicker, with more ease, with more confidence, and ultimately so they occur less often and you have some breathing room, more space for peace and joy with your kids in the exact season you are in. So today's episode, I am equipping you with a solid reset button, a solid formula for a reset button, I should say, for the really tough days and moments when everyone needs it. And if you ever need one-on-one support, please reach out to me about life and wellness coaching at hello@heidichirkoff.com, or you can go straight to the show notes and book your free 15-minute discovery call. Okay, guys, if you're ready, I'm ready. Grab a notebook and let's get to it. Are you a mama that often solo parents while your partner is away? Are you finding yourself in a season of constant struggle? Are you sick of always feeling overwhelmed, unfulfilled, and disconnected, and not really sure how to get unstuck? Hey friend, and welcome to Solo and So Well podcast. I'm your host, Heidi Chirkoff, and I so believe you were meant to land here. I know what you're going through because I've been there. Heck, I'm still there. I'm a mama of three boys, my husband works away, and I'm still 100% a work in progress. But I feel like I've really figured some things out that have helped pull me out of the trenches, and I want to bring as many other mamas up with me. We all deserve to experience joy, peace, and fulfillment, regardless of the season we're in. We are going to get super intentional and super practical. I am going to provide you with manageable and meaningful wins every single episode. Lighter days are coming, my friend. So take my hand and let's get started. Hello, beautiful mamas. It's Heidi Chirkoff here. Welcome back to another episode of Solo and So Well. How are you doing today? Truly, where are you at? Maybe you're having a great day. Maybe you're having a blah day. Maybe you're having a really tough day. All valid, my friend, and I see you. I know days can be crazy and long right now, some beautiful, simple moments sprinkled in there, yes, but sometimes, a lot of the times, they can be really friggin' hard. And when they're happening over and over, right, stacked on top of each other, we can be so hard on ourselves and we can tear ourselves apart so much so that we don't even think we know how to put ourselves back together if we have the strength, the energy, the capacity to put ourselves together. And we can question if we even deserve to. You guys, if this is you right now, you are not alone. You are a good person, an amazing mama, and you are worthy of a beautiful and wonderful life, okay? Close your eyes, if it's safe to do so, if you're not driving. Close your eyes and say these words. Allow yourself to feel them. I am a good person. I am an amazing mama. I am worthy of a beautiful and wonderful life. Okay, because you are. And keep saying it until you believe it. I will keep reminding you. And I promise you that you can and you will pick up all the pieces that you are meant to, discard the ones that you're not, and come back stronger and more whole than ever. Okay? I was not planning to go so deep there, but I just think if you clicked on this episode, it's probably because you are having some harder days right now and you are right in the thick of it and you need some tools and encouragement from somebody who truly gets it. And if you ever need support in making that happen, please, please connect with me about life and wellness coaching. There is a link in the show notes. Book a free 15-minute discovery call via Zoom. I would love to meet you, see what's going on for you, and possibly get the opportunity to support you on your journey. You guys, I was inspired to bring you this episode because I just had a couple really hard days around here this week. Actually, it wasn't even a full day, it was just a few hours in the afternoon, but it was really friggin' hard, okay? I knew this week was going to have its challenges. It was post-spring break, Easter festivities, getting back into routine. My husband left for work, and I was starting my cycle. All right, so all the things, and as expected, there were some moments. And my kid got activated, I got activated, and I really had to take a step back, dig deep, and be intentional about hitting that reset button. Even with all the tools, the knowledge, the growth, hard days and moments still happen, okay? They still happen because we are human. I now have so much more grace for all of my humanness, and I'm super thankful that it's not our everyday anymore. That we work through it a heck of a lot quicker, that we are actually able to get back to our baseline instead of always being heightened and reactive. And I'm so, so grateful. The hard moments and days truly are a reminder of how far we've come as a family. And I actually do appreciate both the highs and the lows. I'm able to appreciate both the highs and the lows now. Okay, let's get into today's meat. I am going to give you three tips to finding the reset button. Okay, it's like three components that you need to have in order to have an effective and meaningful reset to help turn your day around as soon as possible with more peace, more connection, and room for joy. Okay, so in order to have a true and effective reset, it must include these three things, particularly when you are having a hard day with all or one of your kids, okay, and you just need a reset. The number one thing I have for you today is presence. Okay, a true reset requires you to be present, not scrolling on your phone, not watching TV. That's numbing. It's not actually resetting or helping you regulate. And when you are truly present, you're not thinking about how mad or frustrated you are. You're not thinking about how you wish you could have handled that situation better or how your kids' behaviors make you feel. You are fully present, open for connection, open for healing, open for light, love, and joy. Okay, so the number two thing that it has to have, the second component, is connection. Connection is so important after hard moments and days, blow-ups, and big emotions, you guys, for our kids and for us. You might need to go have your own little mini reset on your own, right? Take a few deep breaths in the bathroom, grab your favorite calming essential oils, or go scream into a pillow, right? But then when you are ready, it's so important to foster that connection with your kids or the child that you are just butting heads with. Look them right into the eyes, take some deep breaths together, say your I'm sorries. Agree that everyone needs a reset and then make it happen. My favorite way to reset with my kids usually involves movement and or outdoors, putting on some dance music, and we have a little dance party in the kitchen or the living room, getting my oldest to lead a workout. Not only does that give us some movement and connection, but it also fills his power cup, right? Or go for a jump on the trampoline. So good, you guys. It's getting built up energy out. It's rhythmic and regulating. We have fun. Maybe we go on a rock hunt or a little walk. Another fun way to reset that's indoors is playing hide and go seek. We love that one. We all have fun with it, and it really gets you in the moment, being present and connecting. Anyways, you guys get the idea. These are just some of my family's favorite and effective ways to reset, but you know your kids. Get creative and have fun with it. Okay, so the third thing I have for you today is forgiveness. Forgiveness, you guys. So important to forgive ourselves, right? Maybe we didn't handle the situation in the best way. We take ownership of that and then we forgive. We have all the amount of grace for our humanness, and then we move on. And we forgive our little humans for their humanness, okay? Their behaviors. We don't take it personally and we forgive. And that may sound silly right now, right? As we are in our rational, logical, and regulated states. Of course we wouldn't hold our kids' behaviors and big emotions against them. They're just kids and they're learning. But in those moments, we are not always in our rational, logical, and regulated, cool, calm, and collected selves, are we? No. We can be really ticked off and activated by our kid. And we need to coach ourselves through those moments, remember to forgive, let go, and move on. And maybe forgive even needs to be the first in this list, right? In order for you to fully be present and connect. And you guys, some days are going to be really friggin' hard to find and hit the reset button, right? And sometimes we are going to be hitting it multiple times a day. It takes intention. It takes strength. It takes work. But I promise you, it's worth it. Right? The moments of connection amidst the chaos, the compounding effect it will have on your days and your relationships, the more you do it, the less you'll have to, is worth it, right? Okay, mama, that's all I got for you today. Three components a reset must have to be effective and meaningful and restorative, right? One, presence. Two, connection. Three, forgiveness. If your reset has these three components and you remember to ditch the distractions, right? Leave the phone tucked away for this. It's going to be so impactful for you and your kids. And just before you go, I would love to know, was that helpful? What is your favorite go-to reset activity that usually does the trick in your family? I would love to hear from you in a review. And I always appreciate a share on socials to help other moms find us. Okay, guys, thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you so much for being here. You're doing an amazing job. I will catch you in the next episode. Hey, mama. I hope this episode made you feel seen and cared for, that you're leaving with some practical tools and knowledge that you can start using today. Could you do me a favor? If you had any takeaways during our time together, could you head over and subscribe to the show? And if you have time, give it a quick 5-star rating and a little review. It would mean so much to me, and it's the absolute best way to get this content into the hands and hearts of other mamas who need it. If this episode made you think of someone that could benefit from it, send it to them. We are all on this journey together. And if you're looking for some extra support to make it through the day with a little more peace, joy, and fulfillment, and you appreciate a good checklist, go to the show notes and download my free resource, 5 Ways to Win the Day. Okay, friend, until next time, you got this. Stay well.